Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann lives in Atlanta, and her preaching is entitled, Joining the Search for Every Last Crumb.
A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Tonight, our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world will celebrate the Passover meal that launches the 7 days of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. In anticipation, they've carefully cleaned out the kitchen cupboards and refrigerators and even the toddler's car seat in the back of the minivan, ridding them of any form of chametz or leaven, a term that includes not just yeast, but baking soda, baking powder, any ingredient that might cause fermentation in a grain. Many have participated in a ritual called Bedekat Chametz, usually performed by candlelight on the night before Passover, a final search for any last crumb, anything leavened in the home, aided by a feather that works like a tiny broom and a wooden spoon that acts like a tiny dustpan. They begin the search with an ancient recitation. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by his commandments and has commanded us regarding the removal of chametz. After looking high and low, they place every last crumb discovered into a paper bag, alongside the spoon, the feather, the candle, sealing it shut with another age-old recitation. All leaven or anything leavened which is in my possession, which I have neither seen nor removed, and about which I am unaware, shall be considered nullified and ownerless as the dust of the earth. The next morning, the whole bundle is burned. On the surface, it seems like a quaint tradition, a creative way of wrapping children into the celebration of the season. But of course, in the Bible, chametz is never really just about chametz. So often, leaven stands in as a symbol for that little bit of wickedness that can discreetly hide itself within a community's life and change everything. It's used in various places in Scripture to represent gossip, hypocrisy, sexual misconduct, lying, pride, those kinds of things that can seem like a good idea at the time and wreak havoc in ways disproportionate to the size of the original offense. Once these behaviors have entered into a community's life, they are terribly difficult to excise. The search for chametz then can represent an internal search, a deep examination of conscience, if you will, to go into the nooks and crannies of one's own being, discover what has hidden itself there, root it out, begin anew. Throughout history, the people of Israel are always going about this soul searching, the quest to know who they truly are, even in their wickedness, the quest to find wherever wickedness is hidden, sweep it out, tie up the bag, burn it, begin anew. We hear something of this work in the verse that precedes the proclamation of today's gospel passage, a short verse from the prophet Ezekiel. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord. Make for yourself a new heart, a new spirit. But of course, this ongoing work of searching for chametz belongs not just to our Jewish sisters and brothers. It's something that also belongs to us as Christians as well. In some ways, it captures what Lent is all about, a time of reflection, looking into the cracks and crevices of our lives at a both personal and communal level to discover what has sneakily found its way in over the past year. For we desire to get rid of every crumb. And as we now stand at the edge of Holy Week, Alongside our Jewish sisters and brothers, we too can admit that this work, no matter how zealous we've embraced it during the season of Lent, it's never really complete. There's always probably stuff that we've missed, places the feather and broom didn't quite discover. There's always ways that we sin that we're unaware of and that continue to leaven our common life with one another, things in ourselves we will really struggle still to see. And at this stage in the quest, we fall upon the mercy of God to nullify our shortcomings, to make right what we cannot. Indeed, perhaps this is what Holy Week for us as Christians and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread for our Jewish brothers and sisters, which so perfectly line up this year, it's what they're really truly about. Remembering anew the deep, deep, deep mercy of God that fills in that space between our own efforts, which are always going to fall short, and the real healing that our communities need. May God bless all of us this coming week with the gift of a new beginning.